Hello, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana, and here we are.
That's our intro.
Yes, here we are. So we actually have, we've gotten a little bit of complaints that we don't really like the show. You and me.
I know.
Which, let's address those. That's fairly accurate.
But
what is not our fault?
The show, okay, one, the show is terrible.
The show is getting worse.
Two, you can't change your personal likes and dislikes. Like, if you don't like pizza, you can't make yourself like pizza. Same with The Bachelor.
Right, but then you might not, like, host a podcast about, like, your love of pizza, about, like, different kinds of pizza if you don't like pizza.
Where are the podcasts for the people who hate watch The Bachelor? If you love The Bachelor, yes. I'm sure there's plenty of other ways that you can read loving, fawning Bachelor
things.
Right.
We're here to tear shit up, okay?
Yeah. Also, if you've been a fan of our Bachelor recaps, did it seem like we liked it?
Yeah, we don't like it. But we do have a lot to say about it.
Yes, we do.
At least this time.
Okay, so they're in Vegas.
Perfect place to fall in love. Yeah, that was great because it's like obviously like the perfect place to like break up your marriage or...
Yeah, and to become an insta-ho, which actually makes it the perfect place for them to be.
I would almost actually... counter that with that it's the worst place to fall in love.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you can get married at like a little fake chapel or whatever.
So that's true. Very romantic.
Right. Like Britney Spears did it.
Yeah. I guess Monica and Chandler almost did it. Rachel and Ross did it.
Yeah. So maybe it is the perfect place to have a non-well thought out, you know, marriage.
A quickie marriage that you haven't really thought through. It might be the perfect place to fall in love on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Wow. And if not, you can probably just take a lot of like thirsty Instagrams.
That is true.
Which is what I would do if I were in Vegas.
Do you think they went to the clubs?
Okay. That was something else that bothered me. It's like you go to Vegas and then you do things that are not actually Vegas. Like they went to the desert. Why didn't you go to like a spa in the middle of Nevada if you're going to spend half your time in the desert? And also, like, this whole Wayne Newton thing, like, did you have to Google who Wayne Newton was? Because I sure did.
I watched some, like, National Lampoon's movie that came out in, like, 1993 that Wayne Newton was in playing that song, Dankeschön.
Yeah.
Which means thank you in German, just for the record.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Everyone knows that.
Which none of them seem to grasp. But obviously, we'll get to the group date later, but that was just funny in the fact that, like, all these guys are, like, pretending to be so excited that Wayne Newton's there, and, like, zero of them definitely have, like, any clue who he is, what the deal is. Like, why doesn't when they had the Backstreet Boys, that made sense.
Right. I would be excited if the Backstreet
Boys.
Wayne
Newton, like, do you know what the target demographic for the show is?
I was like, should I text my mom and ask who Wayne Newton is or should I Google it? I Googled it for like expediency, but I was like, my mom definitely knows who this person is.
It's really funny. My only reference to Wayne Newton is like literally like 15 years ago watching that National Lampoon's movie and like his wife like almost has an affair with Wayne Newton like as himself. Right. On the show. It's like National Lampoon's like Vegas Vacation or something.
Right.
I forgot what
exactly.
It was.
An affair. The perfect place to fall in love.
Indeed. In Vegas.
Okay. So should we start with Colton?
Yeah. I think Colton's definitely, he's either going to win or he's going to be runner up. I think he might win.
I like him, but I felt like I don't see him winning just because I felt like they liked each other, but it was sort of that like obligatory like of being good with someone on paper and like them not having not having any issues with them. But I didn't feel like genuine chemistry. Like I felt like it was very generic chemistry, like two likable people.
I guess
like
it's
each
possible,
other.
But that's kind of like what The Bachelor is, because it's like you're not really okay. Like if they put you in tough situations in The Bachelor, like you would be in real life, I think you'd get like more of that chemistry. It almost is forced to be like a fluff thing. Like it's harder to get a sense of like how someone would actually react in like a less than ideal state, because all the dates are like perfectly planned. Everything goes like so smoothly. Like if you're really dating someone, like there's little like hiccups. There's like he didn't text me back like soon enough. And that was like annoying, or like, He was kind of cheap on the date. Like, do you know what I mean? Right. Like, they don't have to deal with, like, any of that, like, dating shit. They can just focus on, like, the positive bullshit aspects of relationships.
Right. Like, what would they, like, make them go through? Like, the jacuzzi jets won't turn on. Like,
exactly.
A very big struggle. But, no.
And then production fixes. They're not, like, you know what I mean? They're not troubleshooting, like, any of the...
Right.
Any issues at all.
Actual problems that, like, cause you to have those, like, little tiffs that actually, like... become a problem.
Exactly. That actually show you what someone's person. I think that's why those these couples don't work out. It's because you don't really get a sense of, you only get a sense of someone's personality when everything goes great. You have no sense of like what they're like when there's like a problem.
Right. And everyone's personality should go pretty great unless there's like problems with another guy.
Like on vacation, everyone's like their best self.
Yeah. Right. I'm definitely my best self on vacation.
Now when they've like come home from like an annoying work day or like had a fight with their mom, like
right. Well, the, even for the situation, I felt that their chemistry or their interactions were like pretty generic. Mm-hmm. Like it was just like, here's two happy, nice people, and like we'll just like combine our like happy niceness in this moment.
Right.
I didn't feel like there was like a deeper connection.
A deeper connection. Yeah. I mean, that's possible. Did you see that with someone else?
Not that I can really think of. I could probably think of it, like, if you named past situations, I'd be like, oh, that was two who I felt, like, had a real...
Right.
Even, like, Sean and Catherine, who were, like, nicer.
I feel like on Sean and Catherine's season, she got no screen time.
No, not until the middle, because he didn't really pick her till the middle. And then
what do you mean?
Like, she didn't really show up towards the middle until the middle of the season. Like, I think it was a like Sean and Catherine. Late? No, she was there. She was there, but like, they didn't really make a thing out of her until the middle of the season when it was like he got to know her better.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought she was like kind of a sleeper hit. I never thought she would win. And then suddenly it was like Final Four. And then suddenly he like.
Right. That's
her.
What I mean. She was a sleeper hit. Right. But I think they had better chemistry than Becca and Colton.
Would you say Sean and Catherine are doing the best right now? I mean.
Yes.
I guess we don't really get to see Trista and Ryan.
They're my favorite couples.
Right.
I also like Jordan and JoJo.
Do you know why Sean and Kat, Sean?
Because they didn't have sex.
Right.
Didn't have sex then.
Yeah. So it wasn't about that.
Right. Because it was more like how the girls pick.
Right.
The girls pick like reasonably like how you, more closer to how they'd pick in real
Sean
life.
Sean wasn't gonna have sex with her anyway, so he was like, I need to pick for like. Right. Who would be like a good partner.
Right. And I think that's why the women, the bachelorettes, end up together with their person more than the men end up with their person. Because the men always just pick the hottest girl, the best sex. The women pick based on the partner. And he picked like more like a woman than like a man.
Right. Because he wasn't planning on. And he had this whole like religious revival thing, which probably makes him a little bit less like thinking with his penis.
Yeah, exactly. He was definitely. Yeah. He was basically like a bachelorette.
And now they have like an adorable little family.
Yeah. And yeah, it shows the show can work if you're there for the right reasons.
I don't even think they necessarily were there for the right reasons. I think they just like happened. Like, I mean, like it also could like people like. Get into relationships with people they meet on Birthright. There's only 10 people there too.
Right. I guess that's true. But I didn't feel like Catherine was there for the wrong reasons. Yeah, I don't know. I felt this date was pretty. It was fine.
Yeah,
it was
nice. Had nothing really to say about it.
Should we move on to the group date?
The group date with Wayne Newton, where they all got to write songs. It's enough with the writing songs with Becca. Like, why is that a plot every single season that, like, they have to, like, write you a love song? It's like, they don't even know you. Let's not force people to write songs.
I wouldn't write a love song to anybody.
Right?
Like no
your husband.
How,
like your future husband, you wouldn't write a, like a...
I write, like, jingles for my dog.
Right.
But
and
that's
if,
like,
if you did write a love song to them, they'd be like, what the fuck, like, are you doing?
Yeah. Unless you're a musician and you write songs anyway.
Yeah. But if you're just like a standard, I mean, I don't know. They do that every season and they've done it twice already this season. Do you remember Chris had like a mental breakdown because he like had to write Becca a love song on their first date.
Yeah.
Right. Almost kind of like rightfully so because.
Yeah.
The concept is absurd and they use that plot all the time and it's like so stupid. I really don't get it.
Right. It's like you're almost inviting the person to write a really shitty song that will make them dislike the person. They'll make her dislike you. I don't know. I thought it would. I mean, I think the reason they make them like perform them is just to see like who's game and who's going to take themselves way too seriously. And they need to like give them something that makes them feel uncomfortable so that there can potentially be drama to follow.
Right.
So I guess that's why they made them do that. The performances were so embarrassing. And there was like only 20 people in the audience. probably like all producers.
That's pretty sad for a bachelor. Well, I don't. People usually come to those.
I have a feeling it wasn't like an open invitation. Like, I think it was like the crew,
the cast and crew. Like, you had like a mandatory showing.
Yeah, because it was very small, and it was also just like super awkward.
Yeah, that was bad. And then Chris got angry at the end of the date because she wasn't like. Chris thought he could try the like playing hard to get thing, sort of like that like she would be more into him if
Chris is not hot enough for that.
One, he's not hot enough for that. Two, like I think he thought they were like just because they had the one on one date that he was like a lock in. I don't know if he's seen the show, but like she has dates with other people after that. But I think he did the false assumption, which is really a lethal thing almost on The Bachelor, where you're like. Oh, like, I don't even need to, like, be aggressive because, like, our connection's so strong. It's like, no, there's, like, 15 other guys just, like, constantly hitting on her. She's going to forget about you.
Yeah, the non-aggressive strategy does not work on this show the way it does in real life. Right. You have to be aggressive.
Yeah.
It's, like, frowned upon if you're not.
I also can't really tell the difference between Garrett and Blake. Oh, I know they look different, but, like, they...
Garrett's the one who liked the racist memes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What were they... Why were they racist?
I honestly don't remember. We have an article about it on betches.com, but he was liking like white supremacist memes.
Knowingly, or is it like one of those like, oh, I didn't realize that frog was a racist thing. I've done that. That was like, not really understanding that was a racist thing. I thought that was like a Kermit like thing.
Yeah. That,
do you know what I mean? I have made the mistake of being like, oh, like that was just like, here's like a meme relating to like something sad.
Right. I think people didn't, I think, well, there's so the Pepe the Frog meme. Mm-hmm. I originally thought it was that he was just liking like the Pepe the Frog memes, like mm-hmm. by accident that were generic and not about race. But it actually, I think he was like a bit more aggressive than that. Again, we can read about it on betches.com.
And if you have any more insight, guys, email us at bachelor@betches.com.
Yeah.
That's BETCHELOR@betches.com.
I'm pretty sure it's a situation where just like where he's from, that's what like everyone's like. And they think it's like acceptable and like half of them don't. Right.
He probably
like,
didn't even think about it.
Yeah. Or, well, maybe he is racist, but that's normal to him. He could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the problem is that Becca's, like, super liberal and, like, a major Hillary supporter. Yeah.
Is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's very
into feminism. She seems like she's quite religious, as she's stated on one of these dates, that she goes to church every Sunday with her friends.
Well, whether or not she goes to church, she's definitely a Hillary supporter. Okay, when she said church...
Not there's anything wrong with that, but
when she said church, I was like, did she say church or brunch?
No, she said church.
She said church?
She said church. She also has a crosshead, too, like, very visibly on her hand. I think she said church.
Okay, I think that like what we think of as like you know, like Catholic school, like virginal, like mm-hmm. churchgoer is not like what every churchgoer is like.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, Sean Lowe is like very religious.
But I'm not even talking about like she's not like Sean Lowe. Like she, right. Like, I don't think that. Like, you're thinking about it as, like, it's this, like...
No, I mean, we're from a part of the country where very few people go to church on Sunday with their friends.
Right, that's
what
I'm
saying. That we know. Sorry.
Like, it's a different type of, like, view on going to church. Like, it's a fun it's an activity.
Right, that's not, like, weird.
It's not weird to go to church. Like,
good for Becca.
Right, like, she goes with her friends.
Right.
Also, she probably goes to brunch, too. After church. Okay, what else? Where were we?
Let's get to the meat, which is the 2-on-1.
Yeah. So they're like pretty openly hostile to each other.
Yeah, they have been the whole season. I feel like that was like kind of Bachelor produced. And the way that Jordan says everything that he says, I really think he's like an actor. None of the things he was saying, I got a feeling like he was like, do you know what I mean? When he was saying them, it was like a bad acting.
Some of the things, yes, but some of the things I got more like child temper tantrum. Like, your voice is so neat. I wrote them all down. Your voice is so nasally. I can't stand you. Love is the greatest power on earth. Being me is my greatest power. Being you is not your greatest power. You're uninspiring. You lack integrity. You lack charisma. You lack passion. You lack your own personality. I thought that those things were like a weird word association. Like, he couldn't control what he was saying. Like, he was just in a rage. Like, it didn't feel like acting.
Just the way he was saying them, I was just kind of like, where do you even get this shit? Like, I feel like it's like almost like a little rehearsed. Like someone, I mean, he's a model, so he's probably like an aspiring actor. I feel like there was definitely something like those, like it was like his true feelings, but maybe like exaggerated.
He's definitely like one of those people. Okay, did you happen to see? You might not have watched this, but after the show, they showed him like the day before the 2-on-1 date in the spa, I assume of the hotel, getting like treatments and whatever. He's like, I'm a modern man who like has to care about what he looks like and what his skin's like and what his hair's like and what his clothes are like. It's like, I don't even put that much effort into my own grooming. And it, like, I don't know why he thinks that getting a lot of like facials and gold masks makes him better.
Well, it's like the world in which you live. So like in the world that he lives, the modeling world, that does count for a lot. That makes you like a more desirable partner. And at the end, when she gets rid of him, he was like, I don't understand like what she didn't like about me. Like, I really don't think he got it. I think he like in his head, it's almost like when you're like 16 and like just like the hottest, like no one really cares about your personality,
right?
And you're just like, do you know what I mean? He's stuck in that mindset of like, I'm like very good looking and I'm like a model and I have like I'm objectively extremely good looking, like why wouldn't, right? It almost didn't occur to him. He wasn't talking about anything about his personality, right? He wasn't talking about like anything about like who he is or what he does. It was really just about like what he looks like in his like skincare and his hair care and his routine. And one point on his date with Becca, he goes, I wish we could get my portfolio out.
I wrote that down too.
So it's like, and he the best thing about her is that she said, it's like a very narcissistic, weird thing. He's like, the best thing that she said was that she never met someone like me. It was like very much like, he's in like, I feel like he's like regressed to some like teenager like thing where it's like, yeah, if he was,
I wish if my therapist could get her hands on him. She'd love him.
If he was like 17, it'd be like, yeah, why wouldn't Becca pick him? He's like the hot model football player or something. Do you know what I mean? He's like that guy in
Zoolander?
What is it? 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh,
like
yeah.
He's like Joey Donner. He's Joey Donner, who like is and like rightfully so should be like the most popular kid in high school.
Right.
But like she's like not looking for that. She's looking for like a husband.
Right.
So I just don't think he like put that together.
The best was when she asked him his weekend looks like. He asked her what her weekend looks like. And then she said like the church thing. And he was like, yeah, like skincare and hair care and the gym. And it's like, oh my God. Like, and I get it.
So
he can't
weird.
Conceive that wouldn't be the most attractive thing for a guy, but he doesn't live in the real world.
I also don't get why she gave the rose to like that guy.
To Chris?
To Jordan over Chris.
She didn't give. She
was
ended
not Chris
up kicking,
David over David.
She ended up kicking Jordan off right after, though. I think that,
why did she pick him first? I don't even get that.
She didn't even pick him. She just got rid of David.
Right. That was like a very awkward transition because I rewinded that scene like 3 or 4 times because I was like, I don't remember her saying that she.
It wasn't
that she
picking.
Was choosing Jordan to move on with.
No, she was moving on like for a few more hours.
Right, but still, it was like she didn't even say that she's like, I'm not ready to hand this out, but she didn't say that he was like gone.
Because she was like, I'm not ready to hand this out to Jordan affirmatively, but I'm ready to say goodbye to David for sure.
I don't even think she said I'm ready to, like, she didn't say anything to him. I thought it was like so bizarre. I was just like, I didn't understand that she was getting rid of him until they just like were driving away in the car. I was like, are they coming back for him? Like,
oh, no,
what is going on?
I think she said like, David, like, this is over. Like, I think she made a statement.
Maybe I missed that.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, she definitely was like said no to him. And here's the thing. His mistake was obviously making this whole thing about Jordan and like seeming like a psycho in the process. But it could have been that I think if he had just let Jordan like play himself out, he would have been let go anyway.
Right. That's
and maybe
never
David
the move.
Could have
as a seasoned Bachelor watcher, we all know that the move is never to like spend your energy like bringing down someone else because then,
yeah,
the person just associates. But I think the person just associates you with like
negative energy,
right? And like being and like you're making them anxious.
Yeah,
and you're making them upset, even if it's like about someone else, like. People don't want to, like, they want to be with the people who just make them feel good.
Yeah.
And make them feel happy and make them feel, like, good about themselves. Not the people who are like, well, like, someone said they were settling when, like, they want to, like, she now is associating him with, like, oh, this guy who also thinks that someone's settling for me.
Yeah, well, speaking of someone who did that better, I thought Wills handled that very well at the end when it was, like, him versus Chris. And right after Chris, like, walked away, Will's like didn't even start talking about Chris. Like he just said, like, where were we? And they were talking about like nerdy movies,
right,
or something.
That's the move. I actually think Will's is good energy.
Agreed.
And is like,
yeah,
he kind of has like, it's like almost like a sleepy energy, but I think he could go far. I find him like a little calming.
Me too.
Even when he was like,
I thought the way
he was, when he was like, get the fuck out, it was like very chill.
Right.
He was like, I need you to get up.
Right. I thought that he was very like respectful in the way he handled it.
Right.
Whereas like most of the guys and myself even might have like thrown off the handle in that situation. I thought that he was just very like, he stood his ground in like a very like,
right, he was like, you had normal time. Way. I need you to get up.
Yeah.
He was almost like
a parent to a child. Like it was like a parent.
A calm parent. Like a good, like, right.
A good parent.
Yeah. Or like someone just like almost like a calm bouncer who's just like, you're not getting in.
Yeah.
Like
calm bouncer.
Do you know what I mean? A bouncer who's not like, they're just like, you're not like, that's it for tonight. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're not getting in.
Yeah. He's right. He knew that
all
that
seen
would,
we've all seen that bouncer.
Yeah. He knew that that would go farther than the other way.
And then John was gone. And I have to say, I'm surprised he lasted this long. Oh, the other really funny comment was like when he goes, like when they're talking about Zoolander and Jordan says that Zoolander is extremely accurate.
Yeah, Zoolander is a parody. That's like being,
that's
like
exactly
Mean Girls,
right,
is extremely accurate, which like I guess in like theme, it is extremely accurate.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
I'm not an average model.
I'm a cool model. What did you think about like, hold on, I'm looking at my notes.
Wait, so who do you think is going to win? If you had to pick...
I think top four hometowns.
Who do you think?
I think Blake,
right,
has a good chance. Garrett, I'm not even sure about like the Colton.
That's three,
and I don't
maybe Wills.
Maybe
I don't think so, but like maybe I'm rooting for him.
I don't know who else stuck out to you. Who else sticks out to you? The only other people who stick out to me are like bad people, like David, Chris, and Jordan, who were like sticking out for being bad, and the guy with the long hair, but I don't think he sticks out to me as like he'll come in like seventh or sixth or seventh
or eighth. Guy? Oh,
the long haired Leo. Yeah.
I think he's like cool, but he's not for her.
Yeah, no, that's not right. He'll come in like
he'll be in Paradise. He'll be fine,
right? And also, she's gonna keep him because he's like inoffensive,
right?
But like not gonna make it to like the top five,
right? But he's like nice and doesn't start shit and is like kind of
Who else is there?
I think that's it. Maybe there's more.
A lot of them just fade into the background for me, to be honest.
Sometimes those are the sleeper hits, like Catherine.
But I think that the sleeper hit would be like showing up by now.
It's possible.
I think she really likes Blake. I actually did sense like, okay, when I was talking about Colton, how she doesn't really have chemistry with Colton, I sensed like a much bigger chemistry with Blake. And that's what I'm kind of comparing it to.
Blake is the one she did the date where she beat the stuff. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's the other guy who's kind of like the slick back hairdo. I forgot what his name is.
I don't know.
He's another guy. I forgot his name even. All right. Anyway.
Do you want to play some games?
Yeah. Let's play a game.
Okay. Shoot, fuck, marry Jordan, Chris, and David.
David is chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. Kristen. I'm shooting Jordan. I'm having sex with Chris. I guess I'm marrying Dave. I really don't want... This is a hard one.
I know, because they're all like...
Okay, fine. I'll have sex with Jordan.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like it would be terrible, because...
He would just only, like, care about
looking
himself.
At himself.
Yeah.
I don't really want to marry Chris, because it seems like he's got, like, a little bit of an anger issue, but so does...
I think Chris's anger issue is probably...
So does Chicken.
I think Chris's anger issue is probably more... Than Chicken. I felt like Chicken's anger
was like a
like,
defensive anger.
Yeah, it was like show created as opposed to like inherent,
right,
personally.
Okay, so I guess I'm killing Chris and having sex with Chicken.
Okay, I could get behind that. Would you rather have sex with Wayne Newton or Chicken?
Wayne Newton. That's a better story.
Right. Okay. I think same.
I think same too. Let's think. Would you rather spend a day alone with John, who just got eliminated?
Okay.
Do you remember Rose Ceremony? He just got eliminated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the day with Jordan.
I'd rather spend the day with Jordan.
So would I.
Because I feel like you could do a great like parody of everything.
Like very entertaining, I think. Right. And she said he's funny. I'm sure he's like funny without like trying to be, like in terms of like funny to laugh at.
I'm also sure that he's very likable and nice. Like, yeah. Like people like that who are a little bit self-obsessed, that doesn't make them not nice like to spend the day
it
with.
It just makes them like not good people. Like mature romantic partners.
Right. And it's just, but it doesn't mean that they're like bad to hang out with. They might even make you feel really good, and you probably would get like some nice spa treatments right. together, and why not?
Also, what's the deal with like all these two-on-ones being like in the desert?
So it's for effect, murdery vibe. Do you ever see the movie Seven?
No.
Okay, well, it reminds me, for anyone who's seen it, the last scene in Seven where someone sends like Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box and they open it in a desert. Doesn't that make you want to see the movie?
Totally. Now I know what happens.
Yeah.
I think the issue with the bat, they need to mix something up.
Yeah, I agree. Right?
I don't know what they need to do, but it needs to be like, you need to like not be able to have an Instagram to go on the show so that the contestants can be like.
It feels outdated to me.
Right. There's something like, I'm saying they need to like shake it up or else it's going to become the real world, which is now done.
My issue is like, is that it's. Okay, I think like it was created at a time, and they haven't really moved from what they originally created. It was created at a time where like this reflects.
Well, Paradise like, is the only way that they've moved, but like
right, they but need that's to a move new the actual show.
Show.
I like Bachelor in Paradise. Like if I would watch that, if yeah. I didn't have to. But with the Bachelor, like they created it in like 2001, and it feels like it's from 2001,
right?
And not in a good way, like, because you're. It just, I feel, and I've said this so many times, it just feels like you're spoon feeding me bullshit, and I want to see something authentic. Authenticity is what plays on TV now, not
or
like
at least people like embarrassing themselves in a more serious way, which is what Bachelor in Paradise is. You either need right. to have like serious people who do like will just do anything and not even pretend that this is like for romance,
right?
In reality, like those people are like more like you can see through the Bachelor in Paradise people so much easier because they don't have to pretend to be like I'm just here for love.
But that's
like,
why you want to watch Bachelor right. in Paradise, and you don't. I don't want to watch this because I don't want to watch people lying to me.
I think in the beginning they like kind of were there for love.
Yeah.
It was like kind of like reality TV was like relatively new, and they were just kind of like, yeah, like
experimenting.
I'll go on this. And again, like the people who were on it were like people who were like independently wealthy, and someone was just kind of like, do you want a show where you can like just date a bunch of women, like Andrew right. Firestone or like one of those people? Like they had like very legitimate, like wealthy, like interesting, smart people.
Yeah.
And now it's all like dental hygienists and software salesmen.
Right. Or sales trainers, and they say those who can't do teach.
Exactly. So or like aspiring influencers. Like it's not as interesting to watch because the people are not as interesting because they're just like hot and crazy.
Well, here's the thing. If they embraced that like they do on Paradise, it would be a better show because then you would be watching something that you're actually watching. My problem with it is not that like these people are like this. It's just like let's stop pretending like they're here for love and then spoon feeding and editing their lines to make them sound like this is a serious endeavor and like creating this because the show only is really good and it's basically completely dependent on like villains to keep it exciting. Like the only part I want to watch is Jordan making asshole comments and Corinne and right. like those are the people and Juan Pablo like not liking any of his girls. Like those are the things that you want to watch because that's actually what's happening as opposed to like bullshit like I'm here for love and then manufacture drama that you know the producers made.
I would love to watch a show where people talk about the fact that they're on the show.
Yeah, like same, agreed.
Like they don't doesn't like really did that for a little bit on The Real World. I think towards the end they like broke that fourth wall and it was like much more interesting to me than everyone pretending like America isn't watching everything that they're doing or like having a I'd love to see a conversation between two contestants about the fact that they are on
right.
The show.
Instead of oh, what a really funny one was last night was when Chicken goes to Jordan, like in one of those obviously staged couch conversations, like, Jordan, can you walk us through what it was like to get the last rose? Like he literally said, walk us through.
Right.
And I was like, you can't even pretend like this is an actual conversation you're having. You can't like the
exactly.
producers made
I'd love
them
to have
go
a conversation
sit there.
About the fact that like they're still handing out roses or like right. when my mom sees this, she's gonna be like
yeah.
Like, you know what
or
I mean?
Chicken maybe saying to Jordan, like, you're obviously on this show to get followers. right. call him
they
out.
They've kind of said something like that in the past, sort of, but not like legit, not on the, even on this season, but like there have been people who were like, that's what the new, you're not here for the right reasons. That's what that means.
It is what it means, but
it's not, it should be more blatant.
It. Right. Say it. Fucking yeah. say it. Like, I think that, like, society has progressed past 2001 mindset.
Right.
And we can handle some honesty, and I think the show would be much better for it. The problem with us thinking this and then doing this podcast, I think, and people not liking that we don't watch the show, is that people like us who kind of have had it with the way the show is, they just stop watching because it's not their job. Right. So we keep watching it because this is what we're doing for yeah. work. And the people who don't like the show can stop, and they're not going to listen to this podcast.
So ABC, here's how you fix your problem. Listen to this podcast. Take our advice. Mix it up.
And everyone will like it. Okay.
All right. It's been real. We'll see you next week.
Email us at bachelor@betches.com. If you like the show, hate the show, whatever you think.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Of course. Bye.